The Rocket Mortgage Classic concluded with a thrilling finish as Cam Davis secured his second victory in the tournament, winning by a single shot after Akshay Bhatia's dramatic three-putt on the final hole. The event highlights Detroit's vibrant sports and community landscape, which also celebrated a milestone with the Apple Developer Academy graduating its third class. Nearly 200 Detroiters were empowered with tech skills through this intensive 10-month program. It's a collaboration between Apple, Michigan State University, and is supported by the Gilbert Family Foundation. And on the JR Morning Live line to tell us more is Laura Graneman. She is Executive Director of the Rocket Community Fund and the Gilbert Family Foundation. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
First of all, let me ask you, were you pleased how everything turned out at the Rocket Mortgage Classic?
Oh, man, it was a real nail-biter, but it was such a wonderful weekend, and it was beautiful to see so many people come out and celebrate golf and Detroit.
I know Cam Davis mentioned the mental resilience he needed to win the Classic, and I know you guys, the Rocket Community Fund, you guys support mental and emotional well-being of communities that you serve, especially in these challenging times we're in right now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think the Apple Developer Academy is just one of many examples of that. But we're really, really proud to be part of the Apple Developer Academy. As you said, they graduated 200 students just this past week on Thursday. But overall, we've been able to see over 1,000 students graduate. And one of the things I think is so cool is that the students, you know, we call them students, but they range in age from 18 to, I think our oldest graduate this year was 73. So it really is an opportunity for anyone who's interested in developing coding technology, training, prototyping, user experience, you know, research and development. So there's so many skill sets to be able to learn, and it's just such a cool platform.
You know, Guy has said this before, the PGA in golf is sort of unique in that there's this golf tournament and we care about a three putt on 18, but it also sort of means that the Apple Developer Academy happens and changing the course happens. And that's pretty cool from sports to community.
Yeah, that's such a good point. One of the main missions of the Rocket Mortgage Classic is to bridge the digital divide. And when we first started the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Detroit was the least connected major municipality in America, at just about 40% digitally connected. So it really is opportunities like the Rocket Mortgage Classic bring resources to issues like this and really highlight the city of Detroit. It allows us to reinvest back into our city. And while the Apple Developer Academy is supported by the Gilbert Family Foundation, it's such a good example of, you know, being able to provide just the platform and the tools for Detroit residents to be able to thrive.
How many, when we say three graduating classes, how many people are we talking about? And of those first two classes, are there any success stories, anything that have, you know, the new Candy Crush or, you know, whatever app might be out there that's occupying people?
Well, we've had about 1,000 graduates so far.
Wow.
And when we talk about graduation, folks may not totally understand all that goes into a class like this. So it's a 10-month class, and groups, teams of students work together to be able to create an app that is then featured in the App Store. A couple of the apps that I had the pleasure of playing around with this past week at graduation, there was a meditation-oriented app, which was extremely interesting, speaking of mental and emotional resilience and well-being. There was an app that allowed you to sort of cultivate thoughts as you go through, like sort of cultivating creativity and creative thoughts as you go through the creative process. So there's just a variety of apps that, you know, these students have cultivated over the last 10 months, and they've really focused on a specific problem that they want to solve. So it's really, really cool to see the diversity of what they've focused on, and then ultimately be able to see, you know, this app that's really live in the App Store that anybody can now go and download.
We're going to kick on that meditation app at 5:30 in the morning.
I know, that's right.
Or right before bed.
Yeah.
Laura, inclusivity is really like a core value of the Apple Academy. And so how do you make sure you get a diverse range of students? I'm talking about from age groups to, you know, backgrounds, and make sure that they can thrive in this program.
Well, I think the key is focusing on the barriers that have been able to be dismantled for any student. So first, the course is free. Anyone can attend. Anyone can apply. Second, the technology is provided to students. And then lastly, we have a lot of students. It is a 20-hour a week course, and you do have to be there in person.
Mm-hmm.
Very important because you're working with a team. But we do have quite a lot of students who, because of the flexibility of the hours, because of the fact that it is a 20-hour a week course, they're able to continue their full-time job. So it's choices like that, you know, that it's not a full-time commitment, that there is not a cost associated, and that we're providing technology. It allows those students who maybe normally wouldn't have been able to participate in an activity like that, now they're able to participate. So there's a real focus on diversity, inclusivity, and making sure that Detroit residents specifically are able to participate in this opportunity.
And what's really cool is you have exceptional students that continue on for more training, so they could become the next, you know, small business owners.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So students who graduate from this course can take on so many different opportunities after they're done with the Apple Developer Academy. Some are going to go on to continue to focus on the apps that they created, and that might be a viable business path for them. It might be a small business. Others are already in touch with and supporting small businesses around the community. And so they already have consulting agreements or things like that that are working to support our small business ecosystem. And even others will, you know, be able to be connected with high-tech jobs like those at Rocket or Microsoft or Google, that will allow them to be better situated to thrive in this tech hub economy.
Well, Laura, we love the Rocket Mortgage Classic because it's a, you know, it's great to have the PGA here, but it's also great to have, you know, the community-based feedback and what we get from the Rocket Mortgage Classic benefiting the city of Detroit. Laura Graneman, Executive Director of the Rocket Community Fund and Gilbert Family Foundation, we appreciate you this morning. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Coming up, the big news stories of the day and what's going on with the Shot Stopper program. We'll give you an update on that coming up at 7:05.